Good morning and welcome to the conference call of Vision Wireless Technology, which is now starting. This conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Zhong, CFO of Vision, as a moderator of this conference.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for taking the time to dial in for our conference call. I'm pleased to present you with our Q2 and the half-year financial results of 2014. I will firstly lead you go through the business segment for investors who are new to our story, and then present our financial results and current outlook. Thereafter, I'm happy to take your questions. As you can see on page 2, Vision is a rather small company with only 228 employees, active in the Chinese telecom and IT market. We work closely with all three of China's major telecom operators, China Telecom, China Unicom, and China Mobile. If you turn to page 4, you can see an overview of the Vision product group. Currently, Vision offers both hardware-based and software-based product lines. Our main hardware products are our wireless data terminals, which include wireless data cards, wireless routers, and PC to TV. We also sell a remote-controlled wireless camera that falls under the designation of wireless intelligent terminals. Because of the increased taxes and costs of the regional sales model of the pricing package of telecom operators impacted by the tax discipline reform in China, Vision will stop to sell WeCamera camera, at least for the remainder of the year. The software-based product business includes industrial computing solutions, namely the e-agency platform, sold to insurance companies, and the mobile applications business, which were operated through our wholly owned subsidiary, Vision Android, and the broadband project we are operating in connection with China Unicom in Fujian province. To improve the management and operation of software business, industry-specific computing business is merged into Vision Android in the second quarter of 2014. On page 7, you can see our 2014 product development plan in the 4G market in China. In compliance with the telecom operator's focus to market 4G routers in 2014, Vision will also put focus to develop and sell 4G routers in the second half of 2014. It is expected that in 2014, Vision will not sell 4G wireless data cards. On page 8 and 9, you can see the overview of our software business. In industry-specific computing solutions area, Vision currently has a client base of 11 clients. In the remainder of the year, Vision will seek to get more revenue from the current clients. With a focus on B2B model, Vision Android will look to increase its presence in the more profitable gaming sector, as well as target companies offering large screen devices, such as smart TV products. Our online app store WeMarket currently included 9,802 applications. On page 12 and 13, you can see an overview of our financial results for the second quarter and the first half of the year. Our revenue figures decreased compared to the same period in 2013. This is due to the fact that Vision realized less revenue from WeCamera, which will stop to be sold in the second half of 2014. Further, sales in the wireless data terminal business segment were lower for Q2 and the first half of 2014 compared to the same period in 2013. This was somewhat offset by an increase of sales of another hardware product, namely wireless routers, which will also be the focus of Vision in the second half of 2014. Overall, revenue in the first 6 months of 2014 was still dominated by our hardware products. We are pleased to see that our EBIT margin improved from 6% in Q1 to 10% in Q2, leading the half-year EBIT margin to 8%. We were able to achieve this despite margin pressure in our hardware business segment due to effective cost control on the part of management, primarily because of the increased inventory and the increased payment of accounts payable in the first half of 2014, which induced net cash of around 4 million euros in operating activities. As shown on page 14, the majority of our cash position is with operating entities in China. This allows us to invest in working capital, keep cash on hand for unforeseen circumstances, and selectively look for investment opportunities. With a net cash balance of 116.8 million euros and equity ratio of 94%, we are maintaining a well-safe and healthy balance sheet. On page 15, you can see our cash flow statement for the first 6 months of 2014 and the net cash balance as at June 30, 2014. Except the cash flow from operations I just mentioned, in the second quarter of 2014, we spent 3.2 million euros in the share buyback program and paid out 0.7 million euros as dividend to shareholders, resulting in 3.9 million euros net cash outflow in financing activities. Despite the negative cash flow from operations and the cash flow from financing activities in the first half of 2014, Vision still holds 116.8 million euros cash up at the end of June 2014. On page 16, I want to emphasize our current strategy on business development. In terms of wireless data terminal business, Vision will continue to shift the focus from traditional consumer market to industry customers by providing the customized wireless data card to be used in transferring revenue and tax information from companies to tax authorities in more provinces in China. Vision Android will also focus on B2B business model to build and operate customized app store for large screen device producers, such as smart TV manufacturers. Finally, on page 17, a quick overview of what we expect for the rest of the year. Reacting to the market changes and telecom operators' policy adjustments, Vision stopped to sell WeCamera camera from Q3 2014 and revisited our product line in the 4G market to put the focus of 2014 on 4G routers instead of 4G data cards. The full-year guidance adjusted accordingly, which was released at the end of July. Our new full-year guidance calls for revenue of 48 million euros and EBIT margin of 7%. As has been the case so far, we expect the majority of this revenue to derive from the wireless data terminal business segment. This concludes my presentation, and I welcome any questions you may have. Hello?
I'm sorry, Mr. Zhang. Do you want to start the Q&A session?
No, I already finished my presentation, so I just want to ask whether there's any questions from the investor side.
So the participants' lines are muted. If you want to ask a question, please press star one. There are no questions at the moment.
Okay, maybe we'll wait for a while and to see whether there's any questions from the investors.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. There are no questions coming up.
Okay, maybe we can finish the presentation and the conference call.
We want to thank Mr. Zhang and all the participants of this conference. Have a nice day. Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye.